I'm Elizabeth Jackson and you're listening to A Current Affairs Special. On any one day in Australia, 1,000 young people are behind bars. In most states and territories, young criminals are dealt with under the juvenile justice system until they turn 18. But not in Queensland, where many 17-year-olds are serving time in adult jails. 17 years ago, the state government promised to change the outdated law, but youth advocates are still campaigning for that to happen. Charlotte Glennie has this report in which the names of many of the young people have been changed to protect their identities.
In 1992, the Queensland Parliament passed the Juvenile Justice Act. For the first time, there was a code for dealing with offenders aged between 10 and 16. The then Labor Family Services Minister, Anne Warner, stood up in Parliament and made a promise.
It is the intention of this government to deal with 17-year-old children within the juvenile rather than the adult system. This is consistent with the age of majority and avoids such children being exposed to the effects of adults in prison, thereby increasing their chances of remaining in the system and becoming recidivists. This change will occur at an appropriate time in the future.
But the clock is ticking. 17 years later, the Labor Community Services Minister Karen Struthers says the policy is still being reviewed.
In 1992, when the Juvenile Justice Act came in, at the same time Anne Warner, the then minister, had said that the state would endeavour over time to treat 17-year-olds as children, not as adults, and that still hasn't happened.
We've certainly been considering it and the case has been put to us. There's a significant concern, though, about the nature of those crimes. There are 17-year-olds in the juvenile system, but they've generally committed lesser crimes. The 17-year-olds being held in the youth offender unit within the adult system have committed serious murders, serious sexual assaults, serious armed robberies. And I'm not convinced that mixing them in with 12, 13, 14-year-olds who have committed far lesser crimes is the best way to go.
Instead, many 17-year-old offenders are held here at the Brisbane Correctional Centre, alongside some of Queensland's most dangerous adult prisoners.
Now we're just following the yellow line up to the gatehouse.
They're kept in a separate unit at this jail. But elsewhere in the state, some 17-year-old inmates mix freely with the adults. 10-metre-high fences are topped with coils of razor wire.
Please place your finger on the fingerprint reader. Identification successful.
The computerised security system is the most modern on the market. At 9:30 on a Thursday morning, a group of 17-year-olds dressed in regulation brown T-shirts and shorts are playing table tennis. Another prisoner paces up and down the jail's Spartan Young Offenders Unit, which is surrounded by cells. There's some natural light, but nowhere in here can you see the sky. Daryl Fleming is an Assistant General Manager at Queensland Corrective Services. So these are the cells that we're looking at here, Daryl?
Yes, they are. All single-cell accommodation. So that means that each of our youthful offenders is assigned one cell per person.
Could we go into the cell and have a look?
If we're in the cell, we're in the cell from somewhere around about 6:30 p.m. at night until about 7:30 a.m. Each cell has, as you can see, it has a bunk and a desk. The TV we're looking at is pre-programmed. The showers, this centre was the first centre to implement the water efficiency management system that includes a 3-minute time shower per person per day.
So it's all pretty structured?
Very structured.
And how does this cell here differ from the cells for the adults?
No different at all.
Queensland is the only state or territory in Australia where 17-year-old offenders are treated as adults. Everywhere else, they're held in juvenile detention centres until they're 18. Michael is serving a 3.5-year sentence for a violent robbery. It wasn't his first offence.
You spent some time in the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre. How does it compare here to there?
Oh, it's a lot easier over there than it is here. There's no lockdown, you've got more classes, you've got a pool, a big oval gym, a proper gym, you've got music, you've got a lot better over there. You get more visits over there too, so it's easier for family to come see you. But in here, it's only one visit a week. And like, you learn things that you shouldn't learn here while you're in here from other people, because you're in here with a whole bunch of other criminals. Like, yeah, it's just a school for criminals.
In the room next door, a couple of 17-year-olds are having guitar lessons. The prison's education officer, Mark Brown, explains why.
It broadens their interests, broadens their opportunity to engage while they're here and learn some new skills, but also part of that pro-social skill approach as well, of perhaps even having an interest taken up here that they can take with them when they are released, and may even continue on with their rehearsals, practice and good playing when they get out.
I'm still learning, so it's,
But learning quickly?
Yes, slowly, miss.
And why did you want to learn the guitar?
Oh, something to do. Yes, in my spare time.
There's a lot of spare time behind bars, and the young inmates must stick to the rules or they're punished. Wayne is serving a 9-month sentence for armed robbery. He was working in the jail's kitchen until he was caught smoking.
Oh, I got the job, but then I got sacked.
For what?
Having a lighter and smokes.
And where did you get those from?
Rather not say.
Cigarettes are generally allowed in jail, but smoking is illegal for the boys in the Young Offenders Unit because they're only 17.
See you, Vash.
Hello,
Charlotte. Hi.
Siavash Dustra is the director of Queensland's Youth Affairs Network. It's a lobby group which has campaigned for more than a decade against the state's policy of locking 17-year-olds in adult jails.
Those young people, 17-year-olds in prison, that they are not allowed to buy cigarettes because we tell them they're a child, are going to see the hypocrisy in that they are locked in an adult prison, but they're not allowed to buy a cigarette. That if they were out, they could make a choice to get married, to buy, get a passport, to vote, any of that. But because they did something that should be classed as a child's doing something wrong, they've been treated at that age as an adult.
Siavash Dustra says the way 17-year-olds are treated in adult jails often sets them up for a lifetime of committing crime.
Over the years, we've had many young people, their parents, that have contacted us with horrendous stories of abuse in adult prisons. And that's not only by other prisoners, but also by prison guards.
Queensland's Community Services Minister Karen Struthers is sceptical.
I haven't had direct evidence of that, but if there is evidence of that, I'd certainly want to investigate that.
Sherry Davies, who was abducted, stabbed 12 times and left to die near a cemetery at Goodna, underwent further surgery today at Ipswich Hospital.
In 1986, Ian Davies' daughter Shari was raped and left for dead. The experience led him to found a victim support group. Later, he served on the board of the Queensland Corrective Services Commission.
It's really an option of last choice for a judge to send them to a detention centre or send them to prison. I've seen them going before the courts numbers of times before they finally say, well, now we've had enough of you, we've given you every opportunity, now you're going to go to either detention or jail. How many chances do you have before you finally face the music? I think the earlier they get them in and show them that what a hard time they can have, it'd probably be a better way than we're doing it at the moment.
Many in Queensland legal circles disagree with Ian Davies. Solicitor Damien Bartholomew specialises in representing young offenders. He says locking 17-year-olds in adult jails is a clear breach of their human rights.
It's wrong because it contravenes the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's been condemned at an international level by the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child. It's been condemned at a national level by the then Human Rights Commissioner. It's been criticised here in Queensland by the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner, by the Children's Commissioner, by the President of the Children's Court Judge. It's wrong because it doesn't treat young people in a way that they're able to understand and to rehabilitate. It actually deprives the community of the rehabilitation options that should be available to young people and the diversion options that actually might assist them not to reoffend.
It's not only 17-year-olds who've been convicted of crimes who are in adult jails. Sometimes 3/4 of the young people in prison in Queensland are on remand, waiting to go to court.
That's G.O., man. Okay. Worst day at work. Yeah.
Rowan was 17 2 years ago when he was arrested for carrying out an alleged robbery with a group of friends. Police took them all to the watch house, but Rowan says the other boys were let go because they were only 16.
They put me on a bus, took me out to Arthur Gorrie Correctional Centre, where I was surrounded by adults, big adults, and it wasn't exactly a nice feeling sitting around in a cell that's full of 20 people that are all in there for serious crimes, and I'm sitting there for something that I didn't even really do.
He was locked up for nearly 3 months.
The way you get treated by some of the screws in there, it's just not on. You get treated like an adult. Like, you know, they'll talk to you, or they'll just lock you in your cell and you're like, I haven't eaten for a whole day. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, that's your fault.
Finally, his day in court came and he was found not guilty.
All they said was just, see you later, you know, not a sorry, not nothing. They just, see you later, go home. And I thought that was a bit rough.
His mother says all her son's rights as a child and hers as a parent were stripped away.
Because Rowan was 17, he was charged as an adult, we could get no information. When's he going to court? I can't tell you that. What do you mean you can't tell me? Rowan's an adult and, you know, that's it.
And if he had been a child, you would have had no problem getting the information?
No. As far as the law states, theoretically, if Rowan had an accident out on the street, I'm his legal guardian. If he needed medical treatment, I'm the one that has to sign for it. But they took all my rights away for that. The jail, because I said to them, no, we're his guardian from now on until he's released. So I had no say in anything that they did to Rowan. If Rowan got admitted to hospital, they would not have even contacted me.
Several years earlier, in 1998, Tasha Ngwerda had just turned 17 when she was jailed for robbery and stealing a car. She's the only young person interviewed for this report who doesn't mind her real name being broadcast.
I didn't have a mum to look after me. I was trying to stop her from getting locked up all the time. And eventually I got into drugs myself. I stole cars and got in trouble and assaults. And just the day before my 17th birthday, I got arrested and was held in the watch house till my 17th birthday. Had to wait till Monday, so I was classed as an adult then, and I was sent to Brisbane Women's Correctional Centre.
And what was it like when you got to the jail?
I was put into S7, which is the induction unit, straight away, because they didn't have a 17-year-old's yard then. I was scared shitless.
After a few weeks, two more 17-year-olds arrived at the jail, and Tasha Ngwerda says the three of them were moved to a small area away from the other inmates.
I ended up pretty much doing most of my 17-year-old, like being 17 in jail on my own, because they kept coming in and going out, but I had to stay there and get in trouble a lot and just got strip searched a lot with men officers around because they didn't have enough female officers, they said. Locked in the DU because I didn't appreciate some of the things that they'd say to you. When you're locked in the DU, you're sort of just thrown in there and they don't care. You get an hour out in the yard a day for 7 days, and then your food gets thrown in. You don't get to eat it on a plate, pretty much, unless you're lucky if it lands there.
And you were 17 all this time?
Yeah. Then if you cry, they put you into observation because they say you're going to kill yourself. So you're given a white shirt, pretty much, and no underwear, or even if you have your periods, it's everywhere.
Hi, Debbie.
After spending nearly 4 years in jail, Tasha Ngwerda was released into the care of Debbie Kilroy from the prisoner advocacy group Sisters Inside. The two have become good friends.
They're kids. You can see that they're kids. They muck around like kids. Research shows, and even in how they interact with people, that their brains haven't fully developed. And, you know, they're children, and they're children in every other sense of the law, except in this state in regards to committing criminal offences.
Karen Struthers, the Community Services Minister, has said that she doesn't want 17-year-olds who have committed violent offences mixing with 12, 13-year-olds. What's your response to that?
In the juvenile detention centre now, children by age are segregated, especially the boys. And it's not about the offence that you committed. Why, you know, your punishment is going into an institution, a prison, whether it's a youth prison or an adult prison.
But again, former Queensland Corrective Services Commission board member Ian Davies disagrees.
I wouldn't have them in there with 17-year-olds. Look at the size of a 17-year-old playing rugby league in an under-18 team. I mean, the standover tactics that can happen, and forget about the segregation, it costs more to segregate. I mean, you'd have to have more security officers in a detention centre.
A large proportion of young people falling foul of the law are Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders.
It just shows you how to do it. How to create a document.
On the outskirts of northern Brisbane, community workers at the Kabingai Youth Development Association are doing what they can to keep Indigenous people out of jail. This is a drop-in centre teaching life skills.
I got a new number that you don't know.
Good trick. That way I can't get you.
Jason is 26 years old and the father of a toddler.
It's hard to find work because I don't have a work history except for in a cell, in jail. That's the only work I've ever done. I've done, spent from 12 to 22, I spent 8 years in jail. And now I've been out for almost 5 years and basically institutionalised out here. Like jail doesn't prepare you for anything.
He says he's still haunted by images of his past life.
A lot of the boys hung themselves when they went from juvie to adult. One of my mates at 17, they sent him in as an adult because of the offence. Me and him ended up sharing a cell. And I remember I wrote our times on the wall, how much longer we had to do, and it just done something to him and he started slashing up and in the cell and in front of me.
Just rub it like that. Just keep doing it and practice your dots on here.
Back at the Brisbane Correctional Centre's Young Offenders Unit, an Indigenous art class is taking place.
Painting a snake, part of Rainbow Serpent. Yeah, that's it.
It's very good.
Yes, it is.
But most of these teenagers have no idea how they're going to cope when they're released. Wayne, who we heard from earlier, is due to leave jail a few days after our visit.
I've still got parole in that, so I just finished that, and then I don't know, I might look for a job or something.
What kind of job would you want?
No, really. Labouring or something.
Has the time that you've done in here given you any new ideas as to what you could do outside?
I haven't thought about it.
Many young people released from jail end up back behind bars within months. In 2010, Queensland's Community Services Minister Karen Struthers says she'll visit other states and territories to see how they deal with 17-year-old offenders.
I've got to be very confident that if there's a policy shift, that these young people who are committing serious violent offences aren't going to impact on the 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds. When the mother comes out of me, as well as the minister, I've got to be very confident that we're not actually causing harm to others, and I just want to be really sure about that.
The mother of Rowan, who spent 3 months in prison and was then acquitted, has another perspective.
No matter how big or how tough they think they are, when they've got in that situation, they don't know the legal system, they don't know their own rights. A 17-year-old has just got no idea. So I really don't think, they think it should be changed to 18, like every other state in Australia. And that's they need to look at it in it very long and hard.
Despite the odds being stacked against young people who spend the year they're 17 behind bars, there are occasional success stories. Tasha Ngwerda is one of them.
I didn't want to go back, so I worked the best I could and I got a job and eventually met my husband, had 2 kids and got married a couple of weeks ago. So life's really good. I've built a house now and no thanks to corrective services. Yeah, life's good.
Charlotte Glennie with that report, and you've been listening to A Current Affairs Special.